A bracha, I guess after Kaddish as well, when you're entering a main, it has to be Toch Kedei Dibur, which is, you know, Shalom Alecha Rebbe, and let's say it's 1.5 seconds, maybe 2 seconds, and anyway, you don't have a good sense of seconds, but that's the din. The din can only tell you the din. Toch Kedei Dibur, you have to say Amen, otherwise it's called an Amen Yosoma. And it's not a good thing. The Shulchan Aruch and the Shabura bring down very, very bad things, very not good things, if you say an Amen Yisrael. However, if the Olam, if this is, again, it's very hard to judge, but this is the din. If most of the Olam is still answering Amen, so you could start answering Amen while the Olam, most of the Olam, is still answering Amen, even if you're starting and it's already Lacha Kedei Dibur of the Bracha, but it's Toch Kedei Dibur of most of the people who are answering Amen. It's not as complicated as it sounds if you get used to it, and sometimes by Chazaras Hashah, it's like your mind wanders and you find yourself, it's like over the 1.5 seconds, let's say, but the Olam is still answering Amen, so you could answer Amen. Toch Kedei Dibur of most of the Olam answering Amen, and it's still not an Amen Yisoma. Chaim Kanievsky told someone that if you're Mesupik, according to this Sefer, if you're Mesupik, if it's Toch Kedei Dibur or not, you can answer Amen. But again, you say a sentence like that, it doesn't mean you're Mesupik because you have zero sense of time and you're clueless and you're spaced out, and that's why you're Mesupik. It means like you're Mesupik, it's like you have a real suffix. You have a good sense of time, but you're not sure. That's what it means when it says you're not sure. It doesn't mean you're spaced out.